A Tlingit clan has decided that a collection of renowned carvings will be publicly displayed in the village. The decision will hopefully put to rest a generations-old struggle within the clan of whether the carvings should be kept in the village or sold and preserved in museums. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS and Haines has more.
After decades of disagreement, the Gannach Taidi clan of Kluckwan has agreed to allow treasured carvings of their whale house to be publicly displayed at a future cultural center planned for the village. The carvings have been the center of controversy in the village and beyond for nearly a century. The pieces are twice that old and are valued among the powerful Whale House clan for their cultural and spiritual significance. They are also revered in the art world as some of the premier examples of Northwest Coast native art. Aldana Jonitis is the interim director of the University of Alaska Museum of the North.
The Whale House carvings and paintings rank among some of the most extraordinary works of world art, not just native art, and they're total masterpieces. And it is extraordinary that the clan is now willing to let other people see these magnificent works of art.
The carvings include house posts, a wall screen, and a large feast dish. They've estimated to have been carved in the early 1800s by a carver from near Wrangell. The same man carved the interior house posts for the chief sheikh's house there. The carvings began gaining recognition from outsiders more than 100 years ago. Collectors and art dealers longed after them, and large sums of money were offered to purchase them. But it was disputed over the years whether the pieces belonged to individuals or the entire clan. At one point in the mid-1980s, the items were sold to a Seattle art dealer by some clan members. Other clan members sued and halted the sale. After a lengthy court case, the items arrived back in the village in 1994. They have not been seen publicly since. It's not known by outsiders if the items are now in the Whale House in Kluckwan or being kept elsewhere for safekeeping. Current Hitsatee or caretaker Jones Hotch Jr. won't say. He also won't go into detail about the decision among clan members to display the items. The clan meeting took place on June 2nd in Haines. More than 40 Gannach Taidi clan members traveled from across the country to attend. But Hotch does say there was good discussion at the meeting that brought about agreement to place the items in the planned Jilkat Kwan Heritage Center in the village. It's a move Hotch supports.
I feel like this was the best place for them to be. So they can last the longest.
Those in the clan who opposed the sale of the items in years past haven't always agreed the items should be on public display. The cultural center is still a year or more from completion, but with the promise of some of the most renowned and treasured Northwest Coast art being housed there, more funds and support for the center may come about. And many in the art world and general public will be anxiously awaiting the opening of the center. Reporting in Haines, this is Margaret Friedenauer.